if this is the year that we're meant to do this differently, how can we make this something that makes an even bigger impact? How can it be even more accessible? And it's literally made me rethink everything that I do in my business coming from that place.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And today you're fitting in inspiration with Lindsay Schwartz and I. And if you don't know who Lindsay Schwartz is, you must be new to this podcast because she might as well be my co-host, which I think we're going to try. We need to try to arrange that somehow. I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe we'll start it.
I was just talking to some friends yesterday and I was like, I'm telling you, pink podcast. We got to do a pink podcast where all the founders and investors like literally run the show, run the podcast, and we interview epic women who are doing big things in the world. What do you think?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds a lot like our podcast, but why not start another one, you know?
It's like if our podcast had a baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have he said, she said with Chris. We could just do she said, she said.
Well, she said this, but listen to what she said. I really like that. I do. So
I think it could work.
What we're going to do today is pretty much just talk about nothing. No, I'm just kidding. We do have some very important topics coming to you. And I wanted to bring Lindsay on, not only because I have so much fun whenever she is on, like truly, why can I just do this for all of my podcasts? I feel like they'd not only be better, but there'd be like 50% more intellectual.
At least 50, 55.
Oh, 0.9. I like that. Yeah. Self-confidence. Look, I can add 55% to your show. That's going to be my pitch for podcasts. I can add at least 55% wisdom to your show.
I got the funniest podcast pitch the other day that you'll find hilarious too. And I love this. If you guys pitch podcasts, please do. Please keep them coming. I love to hear people's stories. But here's a hot tip what not to do. Make sure you share the right name of the podcast. But then this person was like, I love your podcast so much and called it the wrong name. And then she said, I try to pick my favorite episode, but there's just so many. And then went on to explain that she's a psychic. And I was like, oh. Well, not a very good one because you got the name wrong. So, you know,
I love that. They're so great. Yeah, just
we're sending make her sure love.
Look, I have definitely been the girl who has copy and pasted some stuff in my day, but you better check who you're writing to. I've had those moments where I have almost sent something and I'm like, oh, hell no. Almost literally just sent Mary something that says Sarah at the top. No bueno. Yeah, okay. So Linz, today we are going to, you know what? Tell the folks, if they don't know who you are, what you do and who you are. Besides your Aussie's mom.
Yes. Dog mom. It's probably most important to know. Aspiring backup hip hop dancer. Mm-hmm. Also important to know. And in life, what I do, I'm the founder of Powerhouse Women, which is a community, a podcast, an event, all designed to help women get out of their own way and into action around their big ideas. So it keeps me pretty busy.
So amazing, incredible author. I've gotten to speak at many of your events. Has it been all your events? I don't know. I feel like I've been at all of them. And honestly, like I just really feel like we are really great at drinking champagne together and coming up with world domination ideas, not only us, but for other people. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We've got a couple great things that I want to talk about with you. I know you've been really excited about two big topics. You've been talking a lot about reimagining your life, reimagining your goals, reimagining what
could possibly be for yourself. And then also, you've been loving talking about how your dream may not be big enough or may not be enough to motivate you if it only involves you. You might want to start thinking about how it involves other people. So speaking of how we like to come up with ideas for world domination for ourselves and others, I think it's when we really started talking about like, how can we bring other women in with like Event Love? Because you were the co-creator with me on Event Love. And then with Light Pink, like the only time I get insanely excited is not only about what we can drink together, but how is this going to impact women and what will it do for them? So tell me first about the reimagining portion. Like, I know this has been something that's been lighting you up. So tell me what that even like means. Where'd the conversation start?
Yeah, well, I think like many of you listening, aka probably everyone, this year has not quite turned out like we thought it might. Nope. And it became really clear in the first few months of 2020 that I was going to have to let go of my expectations for how this year was going to look. But I am a believer, and I have a lot of evidence from past seasons where it looked on the surface like a giant shit sandwich, mm-hmm. that it was actually setting me up for something better. Mm-hmm. And I think when everything started to come to a head with the pandemic, with all the talk of what was going to happen with the economy, I knew in that moment, I really was the one who was going to say how this goes. And I was on a call with my mastermind group that I lead. And of course, I would decide to lead a mastermind, my first ever mastermind that I was leading in the middle of a pandemic, because why not? And here I was, you know, I remember sitting there going, okay, these women really need me. They need me to show up. I don't get to sit and have a pity party or be in fear. And I just remember getting on that first call with them as everything was starting to close down and a lot of fear was being sold to us, really. And I mm-hmm. said, look, we're just going to reimagine this whole year. I know we just came up with this exciting plan for your business. Guess what? It's going to be reimagined. And the faster that we can step into that energy of possibility, mm-hmm. like actually step into the energy of what's possible here that wasn't before. What could this give us access to that we weren't seeing? How is this going to change our businesses for the better? And choose to stay in that mindset, then the more you're going to give yourself access to creative ideas. So trust me, it's not like every day I'm like, ooh, reimagine. Sometimes I'm crying in my cocoa and not sure what the hell's happening. But it doesn't take very long for me to say, okay, do I want to stay here? Do I want to stay in this mindset? Or could I tap back into my creativity, my intuition? Could I open myself up to magic that I don't even know is there and waiting for me if I just choose to adopt that mentality of, okay, here's what is so, can't change the facts, but what if I were to reimagine what this looks like? Mm. How could I get creative? How could I create something even better than what I thought was going to happen this year? And so it's been fun to play around with that, but also it's really just been an anchor to keep me focused where I know I want my energy to be in this season, because I think we all have that choice.
So big what you said. And, you know, you said some keywords. You were like, the faster we can step into that. And I think what happens is, instead of being like, whoa, okay, this is what happened, it's not that we're saying like, let's pretend this didn't happen and like skate over this in the emotions that we're feeling. But what it does mean is like acknowledge, but it doesn't have to be your home, right? Like, I think a lot of people are making this like scary, painful place a home base. And if you stay here and you stay in that feeling, like nothing creative comes from fear. So it is a moment where you actually do have to decide to consciously be like, okay, like I'm aware that this is here. I've felt the emotion. I've mourned the loss of the life that I thought I was going to have, which, by the way, was never actually real, because it was just a thought or an expectation. It was never actually reality. But the faster that you can step into this new possibility, like the quicker your life is going to start turning into what you want it to be. So what have you noticed with your ladies, like that you have been helping reimagine? Like, have there been actual moments of people saying, wow, this is not only like great, but it's better?
Yeah. So many. And I mean, I've seen it in my own business. I've seen it in theirs. I think the biggest thing, and here's what I want to point out, because so often when we say, okay, I'm going to reimagine or I'm going to manifest something, we want the outcome right then and there.
Yeah.
But what I can point to, like guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
What I can point to is more the person that I've gotten to become, the person that I've seen all of them become in the process. So for many of them, it's not like, oh, now their business doubled because they said they were going to reimagine something. Right. No, they might still be in the reimagining process. However, when you know yourself as someone who can step up as a leader for yourself and others, whether that's your team or the people around you, and you're willing to lead that conversation of how this could be better and consistently show up and look for how it could be, then the blessings are going to come on the other side, and usually in a form different than what we expected. So for I've had some ladies who had, you know, in-person offices and businesses that truly they wanted to get out of. They knew they were being called to step into something bigger, and boom, you know, a pandemic hits, they can no longer meet with clients in person. It really forced a lot of people into the thing that they wanted to create anyhow. I've seen a lot of that. And then just watching people who have teams or who have others that they lead show up in this season, the more consistently you show up in this season, when everyone else is kind of freaking out, the more consistently you can say, hey, I'm freaking out too, and here's what I'm doing about it, or here's how I'm leading myself through this. People are going to remember how you showed up in this season. So I think that's what I'm most proud of seeing in them, in myself, in friends of mine, that it's less about, oh, we reimagine and then we just get the automatic outcome. It's literally, we're becoming the people who are going to create our future dreams, things we didn't even know that we had on our radar until now.
Oh my God. Yes. I love that so much. And, you know, it just really, you spurred the thought of like, this is just an accelerated becoming. Like,
yeah,
it's like an accelerated coming out party as yourself. Like on the other side, you're probably going to really be you. So, and it is, right? It is, it feels fast. It's like, oh, this is really uncomfortable because it is forcing me into my higher self way faster than I wanted to actually have to show up for myself. This is really hard. And I think that is what all of us are feeling right now. Like, I know I'm feeling it. Like, wow, this is really accelerating my path because it's clear what I have to do. Like, I think all of the bullshit just got stripped away and the busyness of like how easy it was to just cover your life in busyness and use that as an excuse and what we thought we had to be doing and the ties we had to keep up and the things we had to keep up and the, you know, the social things we had to keep up. Just so many things. Like, it's just really eye-opening. Yeah, let's talk about that. Like, just some of the things that have been stripped away that have created clarity. What has that been for you?
Yeah, well, my fellow introverts will probably agree. It's really nice just to have a socially acceptable reason to say I'm not coming. I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I think beyond that, something that was stripped away from both of us was the ability to have a live event.
Yeah.
And that was tough. I build my whole business around a live event once a year. I know the Bliss Project is such a big part of your brand too. We had huge plans. I'm just including myself in that
because
I'm
in them.
I'm basically
was there and speaking, and she was going to be my moral support as well.
I'm like, anything you're doing, I'm just the woman like behind you, and vice versa. We do this for each other, you know, like carrying the cape, the superhero cape behind our girlfriend when she's having her moment to shine. So, you know, there was that. But for us within Powerhouse Women, I think what really broke my heart the most was realizing that you know, people need this more than ever. Women need this reminder, as we say, that we're not meant to do this alone. And so just being willing to step back and reimagine what that looks like. And we made the choice to do it virtually. And what's been cool is, I don't even think I've shared this with you, we have, you know, making it more accessible to women around the world. So we already at, you know, at this point have women who are registered in Ghana, Africa, in South Africa,
so cool.
parts of Europe. So women who wouldn't have physically been able to come to the right. event, maybe this year or ever. So it's been interesting watching myself have, first of all, the temper tantrum, like, no, this isn't what I wanted.
And there did
Hold
that.
On. Now no one's going to know how awesome all my decorations and my stage were going to be because mm-hmm. they didn't get to happen. But then stepping back and going, wait a minute, what am I actually here for? And how can we still show up as that? How can we show up and serve people? Mm. So it's been cool to watch as even my own evolution through it, as I'm willing to let go of the expectation and just sit with, okay, like my relationship to my business is, this is a vision that I get to work for, right? I get to bring this big vision to life. So it was never really mine to begin with. I think as humans, sometimes we want to say, this is my baby and I have this plan for what this could be. But I think that limits what our entities, our businesses can actually do. Mm. So when I stepped back and I was like, okay, this wasn't mine to begin with. So what do you want, right? Source, God, whatever you believe in, but you know, surrendering it back and saying, okay, I'm going to trust. And I know you and I have had a lot of those conversations. If this wasn't meant to happen now in this way, then what else is either meant to be in its place, or is it meant for me to step back so I can move forward? And just really being diligent about doing the inner work that comes along with letting go and surrendering something, because in that has been where the most fun, surprising outcomes have been. I never thought I would be just as excited about something virtually as I usually am about a live event. And I am, because I was willing to step back and actually reimagine the entire thing and say, okay, well then if this is the year that we're meant to do this differently, how can we make this something that makes an even bigger impact? How can it be even more accessible? And it's literally made me rethink everything that I do in my business coming from that place.
We're going to take a quick break right here because so many of you have decided this is the time in your life. This is the time in history when you are going to start that thing that you've wanted to do, or you're really going to start prioritizing what brings you joy. And I have to tell you, I have the perfect thing for you because Skillshare is an online learning community that has so many inspiring classes for people just like you who are ready to dive in to their curiosity, who are finally ready to take that time to do something that they really want to do, or just something that they really enjoy, whether it's a new skill or to deepen existing passions or just get completely lost in creativity. So I love Skillshare because it offers me so many different things that I can learn for my life and for my business. So one of my favorite classes right now is the Productivity Masterclass. And it is Principles and Tools to Boost Your Productivity, taught by Ali Abdaal. And I'm telling you, I might seem productive to you on the outside, but I absolutely need all of the help that I can get. And I'm all about getting more free time. So the more productive I can be in the time that I'm wanting to be productive, I want all the hacks that I can possibly get. So I know that you have so many things that you're interested, whether it's things to move your business forward, from learning about Instagram or learning about marketing or learning about how to write better. Skillshare has so many classes that are going to help you to be better in whatever you're doing. So Skillshare offers memberships with meaning, with so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives. It empowers you to accomplish real growth. So you guys, right now, I've had so many of you tell me that you've signed up for this and you're obsessed with it. So if you haven't yet, I want you to go and check this out. You can get 2 free months of the premium membership at Skillshare.com/happy. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/happy. And that's 2 free months of unlimited access to all of their free classes at Skillshare.com/happy. I hope you go check it out because I am loving it. Oh man, I love that because that has definitely made me ask more questions about what I'm doing. Why am I doing this? Is this going to be able to withstand X, Y, and Z? Is this pandemic proof? Is this like a lot of questions we've never had to ask ourselves before? Or do I have a good plan B if something ends up happening? Or what could this look like? The ability to be nimble and know that no matter what happens, you still have the ability to live out your purpose and your mission and create income, right? Like that is, once you know that, and once you, and trust me, everyone can do it. But like you said, you have to be willing and ready and able to let go of an expectation. I loved that you pointed out that we're essentially like leasing these dreams, because I'm telling you, we can create our identity on our mission and what we think we're supposed to do. Like, it's like if somebody wants to write a book and they never land a book deal, they're destroyed. It's like, you know, for you and I, if we were just about live events and we got our, you know, our high and our fill and our, you know, we just felt like that was our connection to, like, I've said things like when I'm on stage, I'm like so connected to God. Like if I thought that was the only way I could connect to God at live events, I'd be having a really rough year. Like if my identity was so tied into that. And for a while it was, right? Like there are people who are only like national speakers. I'm not saying they're only that, but that's like what they do. And they're having to let go of that right now. Like, wow, this thing that I got so filled from and so known from, how can I, you know, now reimagine what my life looks like and how can I impact people in a big way, in a new way? And I love that that's what you're doing, because you're bringing in so many different women who wouldn't be there and creating different experiences, because we're going to be in a different world for a while, if not forever. Obviously, that's the conversation we're all having right now. So for your event, because I want to make sure, number one, we have one other topic that I want to just hit on as well, but I want to make sure everybody knows that they have the opportunity to be at this live virtual event with us, like how I added myself to it, with us.
See that we do that. That's what we do.
So tell me about it. Like, how can we be a part of it?
It's literally going to be the most fun day too. And when I say virtual event, no offense to Zoom whatsoever. I am so grateful for technology and Zoom, but this is not like a Zoom call. We rented out a video studio. So I keep describing it as, it's like a combination of, if you got to sit literally front row at your favorite event, like you're literally going to be in the front row. And that combined with like the coolest talk show of empowering women. So it's going to kind of feel like that vibe. But I'm most excited about is the ability to show women how much more connected we are than we even thought. Again, I think a lot of women in my community here in Phoenix believe that like Powerhouse Women is this Phoenix-based community. And we do have a large majority just because that's where I am and where my community is. But I don't think people realize how far-reaching our impact really is. And I say our as in every single woman who listens to our podcast, who comes to our events, who interacts with our social media, us collectively. We have so much more reach than we realize. So I'm excited for people to get to see that we're connected on a global scale. And what we're doing, you know, what you're doing in, I don't know, Montana, where's a place in Montana, is impacting women in Ghana or women in Europe. And I think when we step back, and this is going to totally set up the other thing we wanted to talk about, when we step back and take our focus off of ourselves, we actually realize that what we're doing, and even just us taking that big, scary next step toward our big ideas, that it's not just about us. We're actually giving another woman permission to go then and chase her dream. When we step up and we are vulnerable and we're like, you know what? I'm totally freaked out. I just got to be honest. Like, yes, I've had this success, but I don't have it all figured out. That gives another woman who's sitting and behind her computer, just waiting to feel like she's not the only one who has that fear. And gives her permission to move forward.
It's like the most important thing. I think that what you're doing is like, it's massive permission and it's like so accessible.
And I think it's been interesting even watching the recent kind of trend with women empowering women or women supporting women. I forget which one, but I just think like,
we shouldn't even really need a hashtag. That should just be how we live. Mm-hmm. And then it's just sort of our standard method of operation. We show up for ourselves and for others. And I just believe it with all of my heart, when more women get into action around their big ideas, the world works better. So mm-hmm. we're going to do that on a global scale this year. I don't know how. I'm still figuring it out, people. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Never done a virtual event, right? Never done an event with cameras and coordinating virtual speakers and in-person speakers. But I know that I'm supposed to be doing this. And so you sitting there, if you've got a big dream that you're like, oh, I just know, I think I know, I don't think this is indigestion. I think this feeling I'm supposed to pursue this thing. Do not try to do it alone. There mm-hmm. are literally women, I know a couple thousand of them, who cannot wait to connect with you and support and encourage you in taking that next step. We're just not meant to do any of this alone.
And girl, that is where to find them. Like, for real, you want to be joining communities. You want to be at these events. You want to be in these spaces, because we're not able to be in each other's actual physical space. So if you want to keep moving forward, and keep growing and keep, you know, doing what we're all here to do on the planet, is to connect and find each other and use each other's gifts and connect. So you have to be in the spaces with like-minded people and actually women supporting women who understand and are learning what that actually looks like. Because you can put a hashtag all day, but it doesn't actually support a woman. So it's very different, right? Putting it into action.
It is. And I think the part that women who've been to the event before, and even for myself, I think the part that I was the last little bit of my own expectations that I had to let go of around this event was, it's just magical. When we're in that room together, I can't describe it. I mean, you've been there. There's really no words. I can explain it all day, but until you're there, until you feel it, you really don't know. You don't know what it's like. And I was a little bit sad thinking, okay, there will be women who don't get to experience that. But then again, we just reimagined, well, okay, how can we make sure that people still have community as part of this? So this little idea of having women connect in watch parties, whether it's in person, if you're comfortable connecting with one or two or 17 girlfriends or whatever the, you know, socially acceptable amount of number people is to be gathered.
Whatever state you're in.
Whether it's that, you know, and you create this beautiful experience to connect with some girlfriends over it, or you just connect with some women in our Facebook group and you start a text thread and you share a little bit throughout the event. Do not do this virtual event alone. It's not intended to be done that way. Unless you're just kind of getting into this whole like creating a community thing and you really just would prefer to do this one alone, but then you get one and then we're gonna love on you. Yeah, we're gonna love on you. We're gonna like coax you out of your hiding place. And really, I think just reinforce that message that we're not meant to do it alone.
And I just want to talk about the hiding place, because I really thought I loved the hiding place until one day the hiding place wasn't working for me. And I'm like, why am I so lonely? But I don't want to have friends. Like, it was very contradicting, but I've been there. So I get it. If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know if that's for me. That sounds like a lot of like hugging and hair braiding. I was like, so anti, I was like, no, we're not doing this. And now I'm like the first person to start the French braid line. Like, trust, we don't do that there, but it's very possible that it could be in the
future.
Maybe we should. I mean, whatever. but I so was that person, like, just like, no, I consider myself like a tomboy, a girl's guy, like all of those things. And now I'm like, oh my God, what was I doing? How did I like miss out on this sisterhood and this community? Yeah. And how did I miss out on this? But that took me a little while to understand. And it does take like putting your toe in the water and just go.
Yeah.
Even if you're not sure, like stay on. You can, you know what's so great? You can roll your eyes and no one sees you, and you can still stay on and get the goodness and realize that you probably shouldn't have rolled your eyes. And it's fine if you do.
It is. It actually is kind of, I'm thinking of this now. It's the perfect like test run for someone who's like, I think I'm all about this like live event, connecting with other women. But let me just see.
Yeah.
So this is your test run. And then, you know, you're probably going to want to be there in person in the future.
Totally. They are. They're going to. We're inviting them now. We want to see their faces. Okay. So if your goals only involve you and only impact you, they're not big enough. What do we think of this? Tell me about this.
I mean, hello. This is literally like when I had to check myself. So I'm just going to be real and honest. That's the only way I know to be, because this year unfolded so differently than how I thought. And mm-hmm. it really started to get my mind thinking about this as we started to pivot this virtual event, because I was attached to how my vision was supposed to look. I planned this event all year round, yeah. right? So when we had to pivot it 6 months into planning, that was a big ordeal. But I was really just thinking about me. Yes, of course I was thinking about like the women and what they would experience, but I was thinking so small. And I mentor a lot of women in business, and now, especially with having to transition a lot of things online, with having to reimagine things, I am noticing a lot of fear, specifically around finances, specifically around, well, maybe I need to actually like reimagine my goals and make them smaller. Maybe I need to scale back because that feels safer right now.
Yep. I'm hearing that too.
And myself included. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, your husband, Chris, is my mentor, right? And mm-hmm. we created some pretty crazy audacious goals at the beginning of the year. And I found myself, number one, not going back to the drawing board and reimagining based on what was my reality right now. I was still mm-hmm. holding on to, I wish this was possible. I wish we could do that. And what I noticed was, number one, I needed to sit down and totally reimagine my goals as though like today was January 1st. Like mm-hmm. if knowing what I know now, what goal would I set? Mm. But then as I started that process, I noticed my mind wanted to play so small. And what we run the risk of doing when we think small, we think we're keeping ourselves safe. But number one, I was definitely not as inspired when it was just a goal to, okay, I just want to tick off like these couple boxes. If I could just do this, this, and this, like these financial goals this year, that would feel pretty good. And the more I started to expand my vision into, well, I want to do these things for my family. I would really love to create these experiences with my family. Hey, there's some really amazing businesses I want to be a part of investing in and helping other women's dreams come true. Not naming any names, just some like really
some
cool
random one that you could drink with me.
You could drink it. I really wanted, right, to help make other women's dreams come true. And then even just, you know, my team, I have the most amazing team, and being able to support someone else's livelihood. The more I started to expand my vision for my financial goals beyond just myself, the more I wanted to show up for my business. Mm. And I think that's something that you're going to hear me talk a lot more about, both on the virtual event, in a lot of the content that we're putting out right now with Powerhouse Women, is it's just time to really take this stigma off of talking about money as women and talking about being in it for the money. It's actually a good thing if we're in it for the money, because that money translates to impact. So I don't know if that made sense, but I've got a lot of thoughts about this that I have been talking about,
which is why I'm also like so excited for your event, because I just got a glimpse of like everyone speaking there and being there, whether I can be there in person or virtually, hopefully in person. Because she's going to have, just to clarify, they're like, wait, can we go in person? She's going to have some of her speakers in person to like be in that energy. And I was just literally thinking about the topics and how much fire is going to be like birthed in people's bellies, because I think the possibilities are so endless, and just, it's going to be topics that are completely different, that we are reimagining the way things can look and really talking about what it actually, you know, because I think this year you and I have really stepped into what that actually looks like to support each other on a huge level, and to really, what does it really mean to support your friends? Like to show up monetarily, to show up to speak, to show up to support, to show up and say, what is my part in your dream? And that's been like a whole nother level that's going to rock people's world and change their lives. And I think the ripple that's going to come from the understanding of what that looks like, because we're the people who are going to get our visions out, right? Like us, our friends, the women who start to understand this, see this, know it, feel it, come to Powerhouse. Like it's going to be us that gets everyone's vision out, like meaning as a whole. And I think we forget that. Like, it's like, yeah, we're all here supporting each other, but it's like, no. we're here needing to show up and be like, what does support look like? And what does that feel like to you? And how can we make this an equal energy exchange to understand what it means when you say, I'm going to support you and you're going to support me? And how do we show up for this like contract that we're making right now? These are conversations women are not used to having, and they're the most important conversations. Men have had them for thousands of years. And it's so important for us to have them now because our missions are really huge and they're needed. And your vision is so huge and needed. And Lindsay, I love that you are just like, you are so fired up about this event. And like, I just, it gets me so excited. So
it's going to be the best.
It's going to be the bales. It's going to be the bales.
That is, I think, the truest representation of what we say when we say the motto, we're not meant to do this alone. Your vision should be so big, you can't possibly do it all on your own. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to stretch yourself and grow into the person that you're meant to be. And it's meant to stretch you in the way that you have to rely on other people's skills yes. as well. And I feel like the more that I have realized that, and also realized I'm not supposed to have all the skills. I'm just supposed to go and allow other people to contribute theirs and be really good at the things that I'm good at. It has made my vision grow exponentially faster than when I was trying to be everything and do everything.
Yeah, I'm straight up bad at shit. Like, and it's way more fun. Yes.
So much more fun.
Like, why would we stay? And I used to do this all the time. Like, I would find myself for a full day on my computer trying to figure something out that I had no idea how to do, like making a graphic or doing something with a website. And I would sit there like in tears because I will have like just erased something very important and like not understand how to get it back and be like, this is going to take me 2 more days. Like, what am I doing trying to do this all by myself instead of, you know, bringing people into this vision and being like, okay, you do what you do best. Let's celebrate you for all that you do. And while this lets me be free to do what I do best, even if what you do best is just be the magnet for the message to bring people in. Like, you guys don't realize like what gifts you have and how those gifts can be highlighted and shine when you actually get the right people around you. So that's another huge thing is they're all going to be there, meaning you're going to find your people there. And I loved something that you said, reminded me of a quote, that is so important. Jim Quick actually said it at our like virtual mastermind last week. He said, don't downsize your dreams to fit your current reality. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy right now to do that because we're like, yeah, but this is now. And it's never like throughout history, it's always been turbulent no matter what. Like if you really look, we've always had turbulence. Yeah. Right now is a lot more than obviously normal and the world is seeing things we've never seen before. But that means I think our dreams need to be even bigger.
Yeah.
To fit this reality.
I just had this conversation with my mastermind group last week because what I found when I challenged them to reimagine their goals that, and this is like my first response as well. My mind, and a lot of them said this too, wanted to say, well, what's realistic right now?
Mm.
And I heard one, and I've had that thought myself, but then I heard someone say it and I was like, no. Like sometimes you hear someone else say things that you say to yourself and that you catch it. And I went, I want no part in realistic goals.
Yeah.
I really don't. And I think the only place that comes from is a desire to set a goal that we know we can accomplish. And it's just, again, old patterning that is trying to keep us safe when really the whole reason you create businesses, you create entities, you get into action around big ideas isn't going all the way back to what I was saying. It's not just the outcome. The mm-hmm. outcome itself, the money, the success, whatever external outcome comes along with it is just the cherry on top. It's who you get to become in the process. Mm-hmm. So if you take nothing else away from this somewhat random but awesome conversation, it's that, you know, you've got to be looking at, are your goals quote unquote realistic or are they forcing you in the most loving way to become the person you're really meant to be?
Oh my God. So good. And Lynn's like, honestly, if you ever want someone to show you what's realistic, I will pull up the numbers on Zoom, wine, and face masks and let you know how well they're all doing right now.
Right?
So you have to just reimagine what is actually working in this new system. That's all that we're doing. What is actually working right now? What do people want more of right now? And create that. So nothing is, it's never, nothing's ever going away. Things energetically are just always shifting. Like it's just shifting new eyes to a different market. Everything's just shifting. So we just haven't shifted with it fast. Like it just shifted faster than we could shift. So yeah, but okay. Word. So to keep this a quickie, we need to cut off 10 minutes and I'm just kidding. We're keeping it. Sorry. Thanks for being patient with all of us. It's quicker than an hour. Okay. So it still falls underneath a quickie. But Linz, how do we get to your event?
Yep. So all of the info is at powerhousewomenevent.com. And you can find us on the socials, on the gram. Everything's just under Powerhouse Women, the podcast, all of the things. And seriously, I would love to see you there and let us know if you register so we can virtually toast you with light pink.
Yes, absolutely. Tag us, tag Lindsay, tag Powerhouse Women, tag myself. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was and if you're going, because we want to... I don't know if we'll be able to see their faces. Maybe we will. Maybe that'll be set up as some of the technology. We'll figure it out.
There's some things in place.
Yeah.
Some surprises.
We want to see your face there. So we're gonna. All right, you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.